last year's draft class, rookies no longer. Each player contributed to the point where everyone noticed throughout the year, whether it was Knowshon Moreno running for nearly 1,000 yards, Robert Ayers scoring a touchdown, Darcell McBath filling in for Brian Dawkins, he, Bruton, Alphonso Smith playing well on special teams, and even Richard Quinn defusing that trick play in Kansas City. They're going to go into their first offseason program. How beneficial can this be for them, given what they showed last year and what you as a coaching staff expect from them next year?
Yeah, they're not rookies anymore, and I think that this offseason is always critical. When you take a rookie and now you transform him from being that guy who's the low guy on the totem pole to a player that you now can raise the expectations on each one of them and tell them that, look, we expect more out of you. You know, what you did was okay. You helped contribute to, you know, some of the success we had last year, but you've got to do more. And I think that the offseason program is a great place for them to start. They're going to really understand by the time this spring is over, you know, what it is to work a full calendar year in the National Football League as a National Football League player and improve in every area that they can. And that's true for all of them. All of them can get better at watching film. All of it can get stronger in the weight room. All of them can get smarter in terms of our system. All of them can be better leaders now in their second year. So there's a big curve that you got to go through as a rookie, but now that you've transferred into that second season, we expect a lot more out of them. They should expect more out of themselves, and we'll look forward for a big offseason from all of them.
And it's not just them, too. And you touched on this earlier. It's the rest of the team. It's the coaching staff. It's everyone going into this together, moving into next season when it was a little more bang-bang last year. Now everything's in place. It's got to help everyone.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we like I said, we spent a lot of time last year teaching. The staff had to learn the system, you know, because not everybody understood and knew that because we weren't coming from the same places. The players certainly were in the same situation. They had to learn a new system, you know, in basically every phase. We went through OTAs for the first time together as a group. We went through training camp for the first time together as a group. And so now I think there's a lot more familiarity with what we're expecting of everyone. I think there's a lot more comfort with, okay, I know my role, I know what they're going to ask me to do, I know the terminology, and now can I just excel and try to get better and improve? And I think that's the focus for our coaching staff, and that'll certainly be the focus for our players.
The leaders in the locker room, be it the captains or, you know, Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins, Kyle Orton, Mario Hagan, those guys are all in place. You have them in the locker room. That has to help too.
Yeah, we had great leadership last year. You know, our captains did a phenomenal job of really doing the right things at the right time, and that's what you need from your leaders. And we're looking forward to those guys coming back, and we're also looking forward to adding some new leaders. You know, where are they going to come from? You know, you mentioned the McBaths and the Morenos and the Ayers, and you know, some of those younger players, you know, can they step up and play a bigger role? Or, you know, guys like Gaffney and Ronaldo Hill, you know, who did such a nice job of playing their role, but you know what, they can do more, and we expect them to grow and get better and maybe lead in a different way than they did last year too. So it's an exciting time, you know, for us to see that growth from the players. We're happy and proud of the guys that we do have in the locker room in terms of the leadership that they provide, and we'll look forward to it continued in the future.